Welcome to Let Me Say This. It's your girl D.
This your girl Dazzy.
This your girl Shay. You can find us on IG at @letmesaythis.
If y'all want to email us, y'all can email us at letmesaythis1@gmail.com.
So y'all go ahead and like and subscribe and follow us.
Because we got that action.
What up?
Yeah.
Hey, hey.
Good morning, y'all. Hey.
Good morning.
Hey,
guys.
Hi. Hello, everyone. Hello out there.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello, mate.
Oh, my gosh. How y'all doing?
Well, go on.
Yes.
Here we go. How y'all doing this morning? This fine Monday morning.
I'm going to just get my shit out the way. Maybe.
All right. Let's do it.
I'm feeling better than I did these last couple of days.
But we still working out of it. Okay.
Shit. Every time I seen them reports, though, I was like,
oh, shit.
The fuck?
What's my symptom?
Right.
Get closer and closer.
Get me that good momma
to Virginia now. They said 3 cases in Virginia.
Oh, shit.
Are they 3 cases of white?
Bitch,
probably. Shit, at work, I've been making sure I put them gloves on, sugar. Any and everywhere.
Man, what? Same here.
Y'all travelers.
Don't touch me. Somebody try to shake my hand. So that's hell. No, we not doing that.
Oh, no.
Put that back in your pocket. Not about to give me the coronavirus.
Like, I don't even know you.
It's my style. Like, hey, we walk up to you trying to ask you directions. We're going to get right up in your face. I'd be like, please step back. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
I got you. Give me a second.
Yeah, I don't want nobody's diseases. Okay?
And I always am, like, super offended. Like, I'm so dramatic. If you walk too close, I'd be like, oh, what? Throw my hands up. Back, 50 feet. Okay. Like, what's happening?
Like, you're coming up too fast. What?
I'll be getting in takedown position, ready to go.
What's the problem?
Yes.
Back up.
But I'm feeling a little better. Shit.
That's great to hear.
Yes.
That's
I'm alive.
There we go. Alive and kicking. I don't know about kicking, but we here.
Yay!
Oh man! Aside from your little sickness, how was the rest of your week? Was that all your week?
Well, my baby went to going to the playoffs. Let me say,
oh yeah,
yes.
Playoffs.
They like,
let me know.
I don't know what that shit or how you say that shit, but they like second seed or like under the second,
y'all know
the second
what
best.
About.
You know what the fuck I'm talking about. But they like second best under Tacoma bitch asses. But we coming back to see y'all.
That's all right. Of course y'all ain't
ready.
So
that's been up. My baby in the studio today. He ain't had school today. So guess where he at? Yes, in the studio, child.
Studio.
Yes. I said, y'all is getting too cute with this shit. I couldn't even deny him. He was like, Mom, can I go with my man to the studio? And I was like,
hell yeah.
Go ahead, boo. Go ahead.
Go lay down that track.
Yeah.
Little brother.
Yeah, so my week was all right besides all that, you know? About you, babe.
Which ma'am? Because this weekend,
How
bad was the week?
See, that's a word I don't use. Wasn't
it was
bad.
It was a little rough.
It was rough.
Rough.
It still is, and it's a whole new week. And I think it might be this week that was rough, and it's just 2 days in as opposed to last week. Y'all know I never remember what happened last week. Every week we do the same shit, and I never remember what happened the week before. I don't know. I don't know how my week was, guys. I don't know. I don't remember. I just know between yesterday and today, I need a reset. And I don't know where I'm going to find that shit from, because the fuck, they don't offer those these days. You just got to keep pushing through.
Keep it
bitch, moving. I need to start over. I need to rewind to Sunday morning. I don't know. But.
You? Right.
Move along.
My week was pretty cool. I didn't do too much of anything. Back up and running. Both cars.
Yes.
It
can't be out here like that.
To have two mechanics. Okay? Two. One apprentice and one old school.
You stupid. Not apprentice.
Yes, he got to learn. He learning. He picks up very well. He remembers everything. Lord, I wish I could.
Shit, I'm about to take a motherfucking apprenticeship. He need another one. Because the bitch don't know a damn thing.
Shoot. I tell him, I said, I can do all fluids.
Y'all gotta start your own shop
and shit. I know how to wash a car.
Start a shop. How about that?
That's all I know. That's all I got for you.
I do detailing shit. I already
told you. Right, right.
Get inside that bitch. You motherfucker inside of me.
Summertime coming.
Yes.
You like, you want your fluids topped off?
Fluids.
You know. Yes. You want your car washed?
Yes.
All right. And you want it detailed.
I got you.
Okay. We
one stop shop, okay?
Okay.
Anything else, mechanic? I'm sorry, we ain't got you.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, you gotta go down the street for that.
Okay.
Shit.
Yeah.
We ain't got you. We ain't got you.
But yeah, I mean, for the most part, it was chill. Up until I got this text message from my child.
Oh shit!
Saying he was at a baby shower and he ain't wanna be there. He was like,
"Who having a baby?"
He said the her. Baby shot, you know he don't say her name.
She pregnant.
Oh yeah, she is. I didn't tell you.
Oh, bitch, no.
Now this is I love my child. Let me tell you how much I love my child.
Is this a sidebar? Because we
okay. This little boy.
Well, bitch, I ain't know.
This is the funny part. Now he knows, but his father don't know he knows.
What?
What do his father think he's stupid?
Nah, his father he didn't know that he heard it.
Heard what?
About her being pregnant.
But if he's at the damn baby shower, that's a
sign. That's the baby shower of her.
That's what I was asking.
Because
I was about to say, like, he's not going to know. Like, what the fuck?
Damn.
He's at a family baby shower.
Get that boy more credit than that.
He's known for weeks now that she's pregnant, but ain't saying nothing. He came home and told her. I warned him. I tried to.
You know my little boo about to go off.
You already know. You already know.
He did not get time for it. No.
He was like, Ma, I don't want to be here. I was like, if you don't want to be there, tell me I don't want to be there.
Leave.
I was like, you can always exactly that. You can always come home.
Right.
That's no issue.
I want to leave. Mom's coming.
Exactly.
Straight up.
Plain and simple. Let's go. I was like, don't worry about it. I'm going to save these text messages. Hey, you going to
tell you? Okay.
Get them files together.
Okay. Receipts.
Make an appointment.
Okay. That's all right. So we're going to go ahead.
Revisit this, ma'am.
So.
New intel on harassing.
Yes. That thing is hot. He is hot, hot.
Damn.
And again, his father don't know he know.
Well, thanks, Dad.
So he is holding it, okay? He is holding that little nugget in his
situation
pocket.
Situation right way. Thank
he
you.
He's holding that little nugget. He won't say nothing. I said, don't worry. I said, tell the lawyer how you feel. Tell them what's going on. What's really good.
Right.
He was like, yeah, we don't do nothing. Every time we go somewhere, she there. I don't like, and he was like, I get along with her family better than I do her.
Damn. That's crazy. That's the crazy dynamic right there, for real.
Wow. This ain't right. But that ain't for nobody but that nigga to figure out.
Exactly. Okay?
I'm going to let you sit in it, right in it. So get my baby boo out of there and let you ride in your own stink.
And you know, I'm not with the rebelling against your parents or whatever, but I mean,
listen,
whatever comes out of it, comes out of it. I'm just saying. That's it. You trying to keep him in the dark? Oh, no. Nah. He texted him and said, I don't like your eggs. My sister's eggs are better than yours.
Randomly.
Yes. Because his father will force him to eat them.
Like, what you all been there before?
But they all what? Slimy.
My
How
baby.
You make slimy eggs?
They don't cook them all away. Yeah.
I ain't never seen that in my life.
Yeah. Child, it was disgusting.
That's nasty.
He can't stand it. He was like, Ma, I love your eggs. Like,
ew.
He was like, mine and his sister's, yes. His father's,
I had his father like actually call me
everything bad.
And be like, do he eat your eggs? I'm like, yeah. He was like, he don't eat them over here. What
exactly.
Is you probably cooking them in grease, dirty. Pay you some butter.
You need some butter, please. I won't have it any other way.
Yes. Hold on, his father called. Right after he said that, did your mama push you out? No.
Oh my gosh, nigga, I really told my son to text you about some fucking eggs. Oh my God.
We got better shit to do than that.
Okay. Thank you.
Wow.
Oh. But I encourage him to say whatever's on his mind.
You're
so
right.
Therefore, if you getting the shitty end of the stick, stop being shitty.
Uh-huh.
Shut up. But move along from that nigga.
Oh, that was all of my week. That was pretty much it.
Yes. Sounds good. Mm-hmm. Sounds like everybody at least still making it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Still making it. We here. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
So, we're going to get into the morning, the RIP of Kobe Bryant and his daughter, Gigi.
And the remaining, what,
families, yeah.
Passengers.
Whew. So, what did you find out? Where were you at?
I was at work, and my supervisor lost his shit. He was just like, oh, my God. We like, what? What you was tripping on? He like, Kobe just died in a helicopter crash. And I'm like, Kobe who? Because not Kobe Bryant. Like, I was in disbelief. Mm-hmm. When he said it, and I'm like, nah. Somebody who, like, who trying to kill this man? Like, right. You know they do that shit all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, nah, nah. And I just go and I check the news outlets and social media, and it's just like, what the fuck? But it was so many developing stories, so many different versions. I'm just like, something not, like, do we even know it was him? Like,
right.
I'm hearing so many different things. Like, let me just take a pause before I get too much in my feelings. Mm-hmm. Then as the day progressed, you start hearing more. Then you hear that his daughter was involved. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, what, 9 people on the plane. Mm-hmm. Everybody perished. Like, it just got more devastating as the day went on. And it was no relief from it. Like, this shit is fucked up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's so sad. And then, like, just everybody was affected. Everybody, whether you knew this man personally, uh-huh. or if you could just kind of imagine yourself in his shoes if you're a parent, like, that's the thing that broke me. I just couldn't. It hurt so bad just thinking of him knowing he's in his last moment.
With
your child. And there's nothing you can do. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't, man, you can't even be afraid for yourself.
Nope.
You don't have the time.
No.
That's what got me so bad. Now, the whole thing as a whole is just, it's very tragic. But, like, that right there was what was the kick. And I'm just like, I couldn't imagine. Mm-hmm. I could not. Like, that's so hurtful.
That's why I said I felt so bad for Vanessa, because it's like, the child part, like you said, like it's one thing to lose your husband and then know that your child was on it and she mm-hmm. was afraid, you know what I'm saying, and was scared. You don't know if she was screaming or crying, like that right there would play a hell of a role in my mind constantly, probably until the day I die, that I wasn't there, my child was in distress and I wasn't there to save her, help her. Even though in a tragic moment like that, you know, you can't really do anything. What could I have done, right?
Right.
But at the same time, it's just, I know that shit would bang in my head constantly. Like, I should have been there. Or what was my daughter feeling in those last moments?
It's sad. I'm trying to find some solace in the fact that he was there with her.
Yeah.
That she was not by herself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's so fucked up. I mean, I just can't get past the fact that, like, it's outrageously messed up.
Yeah.
And then her friend that was there, well, her mom and her dad.
Yeah, whole family.
Like, the whole family. It's, oh my God. I don't even know, I can't put any into words how to express what I'm feeling. Like, this is just, I'm sick.
Sad, yeah.
Like, legit, sick over it.
It's definitely crazy. We were actually in the mall. And my husband was like, what's this alert about Kobe Bryant? Just, you know, random. I was like, what is it? Some type of scandal or something? And then when he opened it and saw it, I was like, seriously? I was like, you sure this ain't no hoax? You know they be doing the most on the internet. Mm-hmm. And he like, nah, it's true. And I was just stuck. Completely shit. Stuck, just sitting there stuck, like, how? Why? Like, what?
Yeah, my child told me. And they always got some deaths going on with these rappers, and this person died just like a month ago. Lil Uzi died. I don't think he did, though, but the fuck? Like, they always.
It was a report.
Yeah, they always claiming somebody died.
That's
okay.
What I thought this news.
So I thought, yeah, with him coming running in the room talking about something, Kobe passed away. I'm like, Boy, get that nonsense out of here, all on your phone, whatever, until the breaking news came in on the TV. And I was like, okay, this is real.
Nah, then this I got pissed real. Off. I seen these random dumbass youngins walking down the hall talking about some other mall, talking about some, that's my own fly. Kick the nigga in the what? Back of his throat. Like, wow. Seriously, dude? That's
ignorance. Yeah. I mean, like, okay, sir.
Man, shut your stupid ass up.
That's not
why. That's your local ass.
That's not why you okay. don't fly. That's not why, but I.
Okay.
You want that to be your excuse. You got it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Just dummies. Young assholes.
Prayers out to everyone.
Yes.
To the families, to the friends, to the fans. To just people who are hurting in general. Like, prayers out to everyone. Because this hit everybody.
Yeah.
I don't personally know anybody who wasn't affected in one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for a variety of reasons. Like, people just hurt. Just everybody's just hurt behind it. And shout out to the Grammys for y'all putting on for him like
yes,
y'all did at the last minute.
At the last minute, they came through.
Yes.
Yep.
I cried. I ain't about to hold y'all. I didn't get to watch the entire Grammys, but I caught, like, the back end of it, like, the last hour of it, over an hour and a half. But when they did the Nipsey Hussle tribute, and they put that nigga picture up on the screen with him, that kind of took my heartstrings. I was a little emotional, and I was like, damn, that's so dope. And they showed Lauren in the audience, and it's just like, you know, I know they went to her prior ex, like, if it was
can we do that?
Yeah. Just the fact, like, that she embraced it.
I'm sure she was like,
okay,
of course. Hell
I'm
yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. Ooh. This should have me.
Oh, did y'all see the video of LeBron coming off the plane crying?
Yeah.
I said, wow, that made me sad right there. Like, I wanted to cry with him. I was like, damn. Cause
they was even showing the players yesterday. Like I'm saying, it tore everybody
doing
up.
24-second
yeah, that's what my dude was saying. That he felt like they shouldn't even play yesterday.
Mm-hmm. No,
like, they should have just shut the whole joint down. Like,
but then
they
on
said
the flip
they didn't.
Set,
they didn't want to disappoint the fans.
But then Kobe would have wanted them to keep going. Like,
yeah.
Come on, y'all. Don't stop. Don't stop the show. Like, give it your all. Push through this.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Damn.
Well, but back to this Grammy,
the
though.
Grammys.
Some of this stuff was outrageous. Shout out to Billie Eilish for taking her all the fucking awards. She's doing things. And I like her music. But yes, girl.
I haven't actually gotten to her music yet. I actually pay attention more to her. Like, I've seen interviews of her and, like, stuff like that. She is really down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
One, I noticed that. She's a genuine person. And I'm like, oh, I fucks with her.
She's
but I haven't had a chance to really listen to her music besides that, what is it, Ocean Eyes? I think it's called. That song is my song. It's slow. It's like a little melodic joint. Okay. She'll be, I'm like, okay, yeah. Ocean Eyes.
But,
I gotta get into her music and see what she talking about.
Yeah,
but she was taking some shit home, wasn't she?
Me and my kid were super excited to see BTS perform with Lil Nas X. We were sorry. I let her stay up.
Did you see him on the red carpet?
I didn't get to watch none of that.
Girl, he had on a hot pink cowboy outfit.
Oh, that's who he was sitting in the audience with.
Yes, child.
Girl.
Seriously.
I was like, see,
he loves it. I love that. Like, he just be
he
doing
was the
it, okay?
Most,
it's
so funny. The most.
He be doing it. Oh,
that's his little Matrix black joint at the end of his performance.
Girl, I was like, where the fuck did you get that cape from?
Where you go? Where you gotta get that?
Like, that shit was flapping. I said, where you get that cape from?
He was off the chain. What was one of my other favorite performances? This new girl, she speaks. Well, I ain't gonna say she speaks also. Her music is all in Spanish. Rosaline.
Oh, the joint that was on the flamenco.
Girl, she was doing it,
man,
though.
She was shaking them little shingles on. Yes, right.
I was like, yes, bitch, giving me life.
Right.
I don't know what the fuck you saying, but it's. Yeah, she was doing something. I liked it, her little performance.
I'm trying to think who else I saw.
Cardi was in the crowd. I don't think she was nominated for anything, but I was just shocked to see her there with nothing on her face.
Well, she had no mask on.
No, bitch. She had her face out.
I didn't even pay attention to it.
Yeah, they barely flashed to her.
But no, I'm sad. I forgot about this.
The mask.
The mask before. Like, I didn't pay no attention to it. I saw them flash.
She let that shit heal.
She looked good.
Like,
she looked good.
She better.
She
paid enough money for it.
When Ariana Grande got on stage.
That's my bitch,
too. As much as I like her music, I just like... her performance. And I'm just like, I don't know, she just ain't got enough, like, hype kind of music or...
Yeah, I didn't like the lighting.
Like, bitch, what are we doing?
The first song she sung was good.
Sounds sleepy.
But I didn't like the lighting on her performance when it was, like, that pink shit.
Yeah,
it looked so funny, but they should have worked that around that some type of way different, because that shit fucked up the way it came off on TV. Let me put it like that. I think that the lighting of it all was fucked up, but I was just like, girl, yeah. Like Beyonce say, blue lights ain't for black girls.
Okay.
Pink lights ain't for white bitches.
Okay.
All right. Can we get that straight?
Well, make sure this is dope for next time.
Hopefully, yes.
Since that ain't the look.
Think ain't your thing, baby. It's all right.
With her big ass gown, she had that big ass gray poofy ass.
Oh, I ain't even seen
gown. She literally sat down on the red carpet in the joint. Oh, like this. And she was like poofy all around.
But did y'all check the shade? Her taking the ring off at the end and putting the shit in the box?
Oh no.
Y'all ain't see that at the end of her performance?
No.
That bitch laid on the bed, took the fake ass and put her in the box and was like, well.
Oh.
And started laughing. And I was like, bitch. Hand clap for you.
Yes.
And I saw the shade. Shady. Y'all weren't paying attention. Shady. Y'all weren't paying attention.
Shady bitch.
Nah. I guess from what I did see of the Grammys, it was okay. But it's like, because of the events of yesterday, you couldn't really enjoy it. You could tell people were affected then. Mm-hmm. Like, even people that was going up to present awards, they couldn't really get into it.
Should I even say?
Yeah, everybody was just, everybody was, like, dry, withdrawn, and I don't know.
Lizzo opened it up.
I didn't get to see
that. You ain't get to see that, baby girl. She did her thing, too, of course. Lizzo don't never disappoint, though. I give her that. She be putting on a little show. She be having them cheeks
all the time,
out.
All the time.
And she took home, like, I think, like, 2 awards. Like,
good for you, Lizzo. Yes, boo.
Yes, black girl magic.
Okay.
Okay, but her, right? Her, the artist. How long we gonna keep nominating her for this same fucking album, though? That's all I'm saying, though. This bitch that had this same album has been out for, like, I feel like 2 years.
That shit's still hot and popping. Then they keep nominating her.
Keep nominating it, but it ain't winning. What's up? Then we got to stop nominating. We got to move on to the next. Where's the next project?
Yeah. What she get nominated for last night? Don't say best new album, nigga.
No, did she? Yes, she did. Matter of fact, best album.
But I'm about to say no, because I don't think it was like recent. But no, she got... Unless it was like mixtapes.
Might have been.
I was about to say, because I have her music, but like, she got more than one album out.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if the other ones are like mixtapes. Don't give me the line. Because I don't listen to her on the daily, so I can't give you no facts about her. But I don't know if it was the same one. I don't know. Some stuff I wasn't that interested in. You know, I'm not even about to go there. We going to zip that up. And move along to this your man.
Ooh, that's your man.
Your man's.
That's your man's.
Fuck it, Orlando. Nigga. Oh my god.
Okay, I know.
What is happening?
He need help.
I thought he was better.
He not.
At what? Well, clearly. What you mean? Because I thought he was fixed. I thought he wasn't
not fixed
though.
Oh my gosh. Why is he playing with Nick Cannon like
why?
This?
Why? Didn't Nick Cannon even
was he trying to make himself relevant again?
Did he even reply?
He did. I really thoroughly enjoy his response, because Nick Cannon basically was like, when he first saw the shit, he thought it was hilarious. Like, nigga, what the fuck?
Right.
But then like he talked about his mental illness and like the shit is not a joke. He actually called people out, like the social media outlets that kept reposting the video.
Uh-huh.
He like, you know, y'all ain't doing nothing but feeding into, like, we need to get this nigga some help.
He's not healthy, yes.
Yeah, and he talked about mental illness, and he put in a whole little Instagram post about it. And kudos to you, Nick Cannon.
Yes, Nick Cannon. Because I don't believe the shit, okay? No, dressed up as a woman.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, because you, out of all people, is who he would choose to do that to.
Right.
That was my thing. I'm like, if he's going to do it,
baby,
it ain't about to be you, sir. You know what I'm saying? Nick Cannon ain't no cheap bitch. She ain't about to play with you. He not about to play with you like that.
Oh, my God. Orlando Brown.
Boy, the comedy of it. The video. I'm just like, dude. Like, you want me to say it? I'm going to say it. You want me to say it?
He's up with it.
I'm like, oh, my God.
Why is he playing? What the hell? In the grocery store.
I was trying to figure out. I was like, is the nigga in Target?
Yes, randomly in a store, you just decide, I'm going to tell the world. Oh, and Nick Cannon sucked my dick as a female. How about that?
I'm like, dude.
Oh, yeah, he clout chasing. He wants to stay relevant.
But thank you for the laughs.
Yes, how about that?
Who he?
Jesus. Well, get y'all some help. If y'all out here living like Orlando Brown, get you some help.
Please. Oh, man.
I don't have time for this.
Oh, my God.
The shenanigans of it all.
Well.
Wow. I'm so tickled.
Okay. Too funny.
Move it along.
What the fuck?
Well, people.
Oh, shit.
Yo, shit is right. So, somebody please tell me this. What the fuck gives these cab drivers the audacity to do the dumb shit that they do?
What you mean?
Girl. So, I got into it with a cab driver the other day. I usually get into it with cab drivers all the time.
You was driving or you was in the cab?
I was sitting still. I was in my work vehicle.
Oh, okay.
Sitting there. You know, we got the little lights and all that shit. We were sitting there waiting for somebody to do what he said he was going to do. He's supposed to have been towing his shit, but he didn't move the car. So we sitting there waiting to see if he was going to do it. When he seen us pull back up, he went to go hurry up and try to move the car. But the cab driver behind me honking and shit. I said, the fuck? I said, well, I know this nigga ain't honking at me. I know he is not. My co-worker, my partner was like, what the fuck? Bro, dude, he pulled up on the side of us, decided he wanted to say something. So I rolled the window down. He told me, I said, no, you can't do that. You can't do it.
Nigga, I'm in a whole work vehicle. How the fuck you gonna tell me what I can't do?
I think because you work for the government, you can do whatever you want. She said, I know you ain't motherfucking talking.
Do you want to get told, my nigga?
He talking about some. No, but you just stopping here. She said, bitch, you do it all the time. You and your people.
Picking up motherfuckers, dropping motherfuckers, yes, wherever.
You can stop in the middle of the street and pick up a fare.
They the worst. And I think, too, like, a lot of it has to do with the fact that they simply don't know how to drive. They don't understand the rules of the road or just choose to acknowledge them.
Like,
they're always fucked up. Like, I hate it. I hate when I'm in a procession with a whole bunch of fucking cabs. I be ready to lose my shit. Like, y'all gotta get the fuck so I can get around this because y'all motherfuckers can't drive.
No, they got this little thing. I guess when they're waiting to pick up a fare, like they have a whole line of the cars or whatever. So they get out and will have conversations and
they
chill
do
inside.
It all the time. All the time. I see it all the time.
But the cabs in front of them be moving, but it's this big ass space in between. Mm-hmm. Yes, because they don't want to move. We like, get your shit.
Wow.
So these people can go, you blocking up fucking traffic. Like, what the fuck's wrong with you? They so damn irritating. And then they will stop literally green light
anywhere
and let somebody out. Oh, this is my stop right here. Let me go. Really?
Wow. Could cause an accident. That's what you could cause.
They be playing games and they want fake. They want to drive all extra slow. Then when they see you about to get in front of them, they want speed up so you can't get in front. I be ready to tear their ass up. I said, we put a crash bar on this truck.
I be saying that all the time, dog. If we drove bumper cars in real life, I'd be knocking. People had whiplash like a motherfucker. I'd be knocking into everybody's cars. Like, y'all be out here driving wild.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
He kept talking that shit. She was like, you not about to win this conversation. You not about to win. No, sir, you will not. No, sir. He got tired of that shit. He was like, you know what? I'm gone.
I don't know why he trying to argue with a black woman.
I got road rage.
Especially not her.
I hopped up the truck. Like, you gonna get out or you gonna drive? Like, what you gonna do?
I'm trying to say.
Because we're not about to keep going this back and forth. I'm not gonna do that with you.
Yeah, man. Fucking cab. They irritate my goddamn soul.
And what y'all even doing? Ain't no use for y'all no more. No way. It's fucking Uber and Lyft.
They know that. That's why they really mad.
What else is it? Via?
That's why they upset.
What the fuck? Young John shit.
I hop on a scooter
pop up
before
and go.
Your ass.
Whatever that shit is. Yep, they got the bikes and the scooters.
Bikes,
get
like,
on.
Shit.
He got time for you, fucking cab driver.
Shit, they even got the Revel. What that shit is? The little moped.
Oh, yup.
Oh, the little moped.
You say you need that? You're accident prone.
Yes, the fuck I do. Y'all know I'm gonna buy a Vespa. I need to that's practice on something.
You all cute on your little light. Yes.
I want a Vespa so bad. I'm gonna get my butt sometime. Watch me.
Just make sure ain't no cab drivers out there when you on it. Fuck around, be the clip your ass.
Shit. Not me.
They fucking irritating.
It's a tragedy. Yeah.
If you drive a cab, get your life together.
Or get your shit beat, cuz.
Just like that.
Because it's whatever.
Yeah.
We can do it.
Mark ass busters. The fuck?
Oh my gosh. Fucking cab drivers.
Don't get caught slipping.
Okay. Get off the road. Get out the road. Say all right, let's get into this topic of the week.
Yes.
It is marriage / parentheses relationship roles. Your roles and responsibilities.
Oh, child.
In a relationship. So, yeah. What's that all about?
What is it about?
So, I guess to kick it off, what is your relationship status?
I'm in a relationship.
I'm married.
Nigga, you is engaged.
I guess. Hey.
I guess.
It's still taking me time to process everything. I'm not
used to it. Yes, girl. You got it, girl. So, that wedding coming up. We ready.
Okay.
And I am free and single as a bird.
So we got the three around the table. That's what's up. See?
Well, you know, different shishishish.
Dishishishish.
Differences. And opinions and stuff, I guess, as we move along in this topic. So, do you have, for you ladies that's in relationships, one and two?
I mean, I guess I could kind of piggyback on this because I ain't in no relationship, but I got
you been in one.
Relationship.
Yeah,
but
it's not a relationship. It's not even none of that. But I date. But anyway, do you have a defined role in your relationship?
I'm making
like something
one.
Definite. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me hear. What's
because
saying?
I am in a mindset now where I feel like the man's going to do the man thing. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by the man things is provide security.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then all of the muscle shit, like trash,
yes, all that.
Fix some
all
shit
that.
Around
Please.
The house. Please. So I honestly feel like my role should be being taken care of, provided for, and all of that. So, okay, so one of the things about that role that a lot of motherfuckers gasp and clutch their pearls because I say I want to get taken care of or provided for. Let me say that word. Because when I say taken care of, motherfuckers have a shit fit.
But okay. I mean, what's the difference to me?
But that's my thing. I'm a black woman, and most of the time when a black woman want to be provided for or taken care of, it looks that like, bitch, like, you lazy, you don't want to work. But how many white women are house women? Or, how, you know what I'm saying? Like, take care of the housewives,
Quite a bit of them, because I be sending bitches with
Asian,
their kids to school and
going all other races,
and denominations.
So... I'm at the point now
as
where
black
I'm...
black Christians feel like we gotta...
Right, we gotta bust our ass as black women to...
Do all that. Yeah.
So, no, I'm in my mindset now where if I'm going to be in a relationship, that's the way I want it to go. I want to be provided for. I want to be taken care of. I want the man to be the man and let me do my womanly duties. That's not to say that I don't... Well, let me take it back. I don't want to work. Eventually, I want to get to the point where I don't want to work.
Right.
But... You know what I'm saying? Meanwhile, I will. We're going to get, like I said, get to that point where, it's where I want it to be. So those are the roles that I'm trying to solidify in my relationship. You feel me?
True.
I guess I am along those same lines. When I'm in a fully committed relationship or when I eventually do get married again, like, I want to be the same thing. Like, I don't think that I'm ever going to be completely comfortable with not working. And I don't mean, like, having a job. Or, like...
Exactly.
I mean, I'm going to do something that I love.
Exactly, yep.
That'll be the work that I want to do. Uh-huh. But it's not going to be something that I have to do in order for me to provide for my family. Nah.
If I don't work, I ain't doing the bill's going to collapse and we're going to fall
That's
under.
Not what I'm here for.
Yeah, no.
That's what my man's here for.
Hello. I like that.
For, to take care of me. And give me that cash shmoney that I need to take care of the house. Because that's going to be on me. Mm-hmm. Taking care of this home. Taking care of him. Mm-hmm. Taking care of our children. Mm-hmm. While he provides. For the whole of us.
There it is.
So, yeah. I'm definitely with that. Now... How much of that is going to be my reality? I can't say. But that is what I was going to try for. Yeah, of course.
Well, I've always been the provider. And just me being me before I even got married. So getting married, I had to take a back seat. So that he can step up and take care of the household. Be the protector and the provider. But me being me, strong-minded and always wanting to go 50-50, you know, some people don't mind it and others do. I can't.
You can't help.
I can't. Exactly. I can't. Yeah, because
it's taking some time to really break you into like.
I don't like asking for nothing because I'm like, I 9 times out of 10, I'm getting myself anyway. Mm-hmm.
That blows my mind. I mean, I understand because that's how you're built. And you, that independence is instilled in you as it is in me.
Yeah, me too.
But I'm to the point where I'm over that shit. You want to do something? You want to take care of what? By all means, do that.
Yeah, that it.
Yes, and especially you being my husband, this is already solidified. Yeah. You ain't just some nigga that may be gone tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Like, nah. Do that. Pay these bills. Take care of all of this. Let me sit down and put my feet up.
So you need help with smacking. We need to smack this bitch.
I don't know. Get her right.
Okay. That's what it sounds like. Like, put that bill down.
I was about to say, I'd be the one that reach for the bill. Reach for stuff. I'd be like,
all right. No Pepco for you this time.
I wouldn't even think of it.
I'd be like, all right, I'll tip.
We're going to sit at the table and pick it up.
I'm a tip.
I mean, what? Okay, yeah. That's a thing to do.
If I got change,
if I got change,
you better write that bitch on the. Goddamn.
I'm gonna say, okay, I am that woman.
To write it on the receipt, but still.
And like, it's like, you know, and it's not to say that, oh, you just gonna do everything just because.
Right.
Like, no, like if like we ain't in there, you pay the bill. Like, I probably will put a tip on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Or if we out at a festival, I might get us some drinks. Like, you know what I'm saying? But like. No, that bill is yours, boo.
I be trying to,
it's all yours.
I be trying to, I guess, relieve some of the pressure so that he don't feel overwhelmed financially.
Yeah.
So, because at one point I was like the breadwinner, I was making the most.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So
it's something that both of y'all got to kind of
work out. Yeah, but I tell you one thing, the day he stepped in the house, he started paying bills.
I know that's
the
why.
Day.
Like, he said, pass me one.
I didn't have to ask for nothing. He grabbed every bill off the bill, off the board, and went and paid everything. Just came back for receipts.
Yes. Since now you can lay your head on this pillow. Lay your head on this pillow, honey. Fuck yeah.
Yep. So, I mean, but I always, you know, I do all the cooking and whatever else. All the fussing and all that.
The cooking and fussing.
You know. The job.
That's the role, right?
Okay,
that's
role.
Your role.
Got it.
Do you think there should be defined roles in relationships? Like, you think it's needed?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think just you. I want to say it depends on how you were raised, because a lot of people don't know how to do things for themselves. They've always been taken care of, and then you have those who has always done things for themselves, like myself. Who don't worry about nobody else. And then I don't like to procrastinate. So if I want something done, I'm going to get it done. Like, if I ask you and you don't do it right when I need you to do it, I'm going to do it myself.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Yeah. But no, I do think that there should be some definition in your situation, in your relationship or your marriage. Otherwise, how can it work?
Mm, true.
If everybody trying to do everything.
Uh-huh. Scatterbrain.
Like, then you're just going to be in each other's way.
Yep.
And it's going to lead to some shit that it don't need to lead to.
Look,
and now everybody's
communication
role doesn't necessarily have to be black and white. True. You the man, you do man shit. I'm the woman, I do woman shit. But, like, I do believe it has to be some type of definition. And it's relationship specific. Mm-hmm. What works for you, but, like...
may not work for somebody else.
If you take on this role as my man, and this is what you say that you're going to do, and you're doing it, I have to, as a woman, step back and let you do it. I can't be trying to involve myself in that. And I think...
that'd be my problem.
Yeah. That's what that is.
That is definitely my problem. And sometimes I be having to sit there and be like, okay, I'm gonna just leave. I'm gonna just leave.
If this is the role that you take on, you have to keep that up. You got to stay on your P's and Q's about it too, because I'm going to eventually expect that from you.
Yeah.
And I know that's like, I hate that word, because I don't like to have or place expectations on anybody, because it's like you get let down. Mm-hmm. But if this is a marriage and this is what we discuss and this is what makes life work for us, like, you got to be that. Mm-hmm. And in the event that you can't, then we got to redefine this relationship.
I remember going to, it was actually at the church, but that little seminar or something they had, but they had a panel of married people on a panel. And one thing she did say, which I found, like, that's cool, whatever, is that everybody's role don't got to be the typical role. Right. So, like, if your husband is good with cleaning and cooking, and you're not, then let him have that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's just in my particular situation, I would prefer. But yeah, so I feel like anybody relationship, run that shit how you need to run that shit. Like, if that works for y'all in y'all circle and it's running like clockwork, do that.
And communicate.
Communication, if you lying
and you acting like you can be this Susie homemaker and that's not in
bitterness.
It's not gonna work. Mm-hmm. It's not gonna work. And then you got that nigga signing up for some shit that he didn't plan on getting.
He don't even want to.
Like, let's not do that, ladies. Let's be real.
It'll build resentment.
You men too. Like, nigga, if you can't take care of me the way I want to be taken care of, don't try to hype it up like
slide.
And then we get into it, and you falling short, and I'm like, what the fuck? I thought you said you got this. Mm-hmm. I could do bad by myself.
I'll be trying to do good.
Okay, you had a little
tool
for y'all.
Yeah, I've always been that communicator 50. Like, we got to talk about everything. Everything. Mm-hmm. If you can't do, let's talk about it. Maybe I can do. Like, when you fall short, I got you. Mm-hmm. And that's with anything. Because at one point, we were in between jobs. I was in between them. Didn't have for a while. Didn't have a job, but he took care of everything.
Hold that shit down. Himself,
and vice versa. And the roles flipped. And the same thing happened. And I had to pull the weight, but we made it through. Mm-hmm. Communication. And trying not to make him feel less of a man while I was taking care of everything. So I was always the pusher, the supporter. I got you. We going to do this. Like, regardless.
That's very important.
Yeah, Matt, oh, nigga, you can't do this. You can't provide for me. You can't take care of us. You can't. I'm not doing all that. I'm not going to beat you down. I'm going to add you 100%.
Let me, like, sidebar. So, it was this thing on social media, and people was, like, in an uproar about it. It was this girl had posted a thing, and she was, like, the gist of it was her man was out to eat. And instead of him covering the check out of his own pocket, she slid him the money for the check and let him pay that way. Uh-huh. And so people are like, oh, when we start doing this, da 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 da. Like, no, if he can't pay, then he don't need to be taking me out to dinner. Woo, woo, woo. I've done that shit plenty of times.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Because I feel like that's a part of my role, because that's what we're talking about today as a woman. This ain't no nigga that's taking me out on a date.
Right.
That's a different thing.
That's different.
If this out date and then you what? Nigga, you asked me to come here. But if we in a relationship...
I'm flipping the table.
If,
you know,
if we in a relationship, if we in a marriage, like, it's some stuff that just don't need to be said. I know what you got in your pocket.
I got our money.
I'm about to give this to you. And then it's like, yes, to... They're like, oh, why are you doing this for ego purposes? Yes, if that's what my man needs to be my man, if that's the type of nigga that he is, and I'm for that, you motherfucking right to give him his money so he can keep his ego intact. I don't give a fuck what it look like to y'all. This is my business.
Yes. No, that happened on Love & Hip Hop one year to one of the girls, and they was trying fake go on her. Talk about some bitch, you gave whole time we at the dinner, you gave him the money to pay. Like, bitch, so?
What the fuck what?
And your nosy ass was right there watching her slip it to him under the table. What was you doing?
Right. Because it's like, you going to talk about me either way. If you see me come out of my purse and pay for it, like, oh, your nigga.
Oh, he paid, right.
Nope. So, to avoid all of that, to keep what we got intact and strong, here, baby, you take this. And there you go. You paid for this meal. Whether it came out of my pocket or yours. This is a union. Joint effort here.
It's our money.
Exactly. That's how I feel.
But yeah, they gave this girl, like, business. And I'm like, they like, oh no, what kind of life she living? It's just like, I don't know. Maybe I'm on a different planet with stuff.
Right.
Maybe
all them bitches fucking with ballers, and I don't know.
I guess.
Entertainers. I don't know what they fucking with.
I tell you what though, this bitch gonna be fucking with a baller or entertainer before I get into another anything.
I know. Because
I'm not doing it. I already said it. I'm not. It's about time for me to retire. I work my
That's how I feel too, though. Honestly,
I gave my contribution to society.
Oh my god! I feel like I've been working for too fucking long.
Yes,
like,
I'm
when is the part when I get spoiled? Seriously, I feel like I've been spoiling the niggas I've been with. Like,
and
I want them to treat me like
I
treat them.
Complete,
full circle,
completely. Okay.
Yeah.
Man, give me time to focus on what really needs to be focused on.
He already know I ain't gonna sit still.
You want that dick wet early night? You better pay these bills.
Okay. You want to fuck, do you?
Y'all fun. I sure asked him. I was like, so, when can I be a stay-at-home wife? He could talk about some. You ain't gonna never be no stay-at-home wife. You know goddamn
yeah,
way. You know better than that.
She would get oh my god.
Forget her husband.
Yeah.
She would get on my fucking nerves if she was a stay-at-home wife.
Yeah, she can't do it.
No home
she gotta have some good
side.
Yeah.
No, for real
shit. Some good hobbies and some more shit. She got to have it.
I
mean, gotta have a turnaround.
I asked if he done had a doctorate for her. I can't sit home.
Oh my god.
I asked to be in class some damn way.
Yes. Good Lord.
I cannot. And that's what I did, shoot. I was in between them jobs. I was going to school.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I am not sitting still. I cannot do it. We gonna make this thing better.
Okay. So, is what you do in your relationship what you feel is the norm or should be normal for women? Aside from you. And it's like, I guess we can kind of like, it goes hand in hand with what we just said, like, relationship specific. I don't know what's normal for you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because my norm may not be your norm.
Right.
Because clearly it ain't.
Yeah, I think everybody's relationship is different. Like, it should be anyway. Like, we ain't fucking all the same niggas. We ain't fucking all the same bitches. So, people different.
We not even the same type of woman.
Mm-hmm.
We have similarities, but like, nah. And especially when I'm in a relationship, as opposed to me being in a friendship, I don't want to say I'm totally different, but like,
the way you handle that person.
And that should depend on who the relationship is with.
Mm-hmm.
You may not even get the same bitch from man to man.
Like, she treat me real good.
Mm-hmm.
She bitch ain't do that for me.
Sure did.
So when she start doing that shit, putting peppers on her estate.
Wait a minute.
Nigga, you got peppers? Bitch, you gave me onions.
That's fair.
Nigga, sit down. That's how I be.
Oh my gosh.
I can't.
That's how it fucking be.
So yeah, I was trying to look through these notes and I guess we could skip that because we didn't basically y'all done talked.
We done touched on all that shit.
Yeah. So do you think that marriage in the traditional sense, like the man bringing home the bacon and the women taking care of house kids, do you think that it's feasible in today's society?
Hell no.
With the way that the economy is set up,
hell
how people
no.
living, really living on a day-to-day basis, do you think that is attainable?
Not in the District of Columbia.
Okay, I'm about to say, not here, maybe.
Not here. You might want to move down south or something.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Right, Chim? And these? No, man. No.
Yeah,
you need, everybody in your house need to work. We need to go back to how it was in the early 90s. when you had everybody living in one house and everybody had a job.
You a motherfucker lie. Ain't no everybody about to be living in my shit.
But I'm saying,
struggle first.
That is the like only.
I'm just saying.
Damn.
That is the only way. The only way that that would work.
It depends. Mm-hmm. It really depends on, yes, geography, where you're located in the United States of America, mm-hmm. if that's feasible. But then it depends on your circumstances, too. Like, if you out here with a regular ass job,
yeah,
nah, that's not going to work.
You got to be a six figure nigga.
Yeah.
Basically, mm-mm. or, like you just said, you need to live within your means. And I think a lot of people try to live above them.
Yeah,
yep. You just doing too much, and it's like, you know,
I don't know. And own some shit. Own some shit. Own some businesses. Own some property. Own something, cause you ain't gonna make it. It's a little rough out here. It's a little rough.
Not with a regular 9 to 5.
It's crazy. Yeah. Not with a regular 9 to 5. No, no, they are not paying enough for that, and you can lose your job at any moment. Things can change with the blink of an eye.
Man, what?
It is not. You are at somebody else's mercy right now. Till you own your own shit. Hence, we're here.
Yeah.
Okay. We're on the right track.
Yes.
Getting it going a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
Baby steps. We're going to get that.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Working towards a goal, sugar.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, just
wealth. That's what we're working towards.
They talk about the baby boomers and the millennials and what is it? Generation
X.
X, Z. Why?
Whatever. Oh. I don't know what this generation is now. They should be why, because I don't know why these motherfuckers is doing the shit they doing.
They be on some other shit, but
we can get it.
Like how the boomers, you know, it was a different time for them when they were coming out. The stuff that we talking about today, how we want to be these stay home wives.
That was them.
It was feasible for them. It was commonplace. You were able to do that then.
Yep. Shit, they was and it's like gasping at bitches working. You doing what?
Exactly, yeah.
You okay with that?
Scandalous.
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 Lies and deceit.
Oh, Lord.
What he over there doing? Why?
But it's like, I don't know how, I don't know, maybe our parents. I'm just trying to think about our parents. But then, like, I don't know.
The cost of living was totally different.
It was. And your pay, what is it, the ratio to the cost of living that you bring it home was different too,
because we ain't bringing home shit. We bring it home bill money only. Then like
you know, you gotta have a side hustle to live,
poking your head out the like, water like Rosie trying to stay afloat and shit.
But because they did it, and this is like, you know, they did it and it was easy for them, that it's supposed to passed on through this generation, and it should be so easy for us too. First of all, I ain't living how my parents and the people before we was living.
Nope.
I'm a single mother.
Mm-hmm.
Most people was married, whether it was in an unhappy marriage or not. But, like, you had a complete household.
Yeah.
So your dynamics were different, first of all.
Period, yeah.
And I just, I don't know.
That's like my family. It's my mom and dad or stepdad. He had a really good job. My mother did, too. You know what I'm saying? They in federal government, D.C. government, shit, government money. He would be all around the boy, right?
Yep.
But some little situations happen, you know what I'm saying? And then my mother was like, nigga, fuck that. You about to pay all these bills. Period. And he did it. And it wasn't nothing wrong with it. Wasn't no question. I'm like, well, damn. A bitch couldn't possibly do that now. Not now. You.
And then depending on...
You can. It depends on
the man, too.
Yeah.
But like you said, in D.C., them six figures gonna come in handy. That's where it got to come in handy.
But then I think, too, it has a lot to do with... Well, not a lot to do. Some to do with the mentality, too.
Truth.
Because men ain't out here trying to take care of no women anymore. They trying to be taken care of. But who's doing that? I mean, like, these new bitches do it, clearly.
Bitch,
like, who's doing that?
Who is? I'm not. Listen, okay. Like I said before, I have taken
care
of some men. I ain't gonna front. Like I wasn't the type to be like. Especially when you want to enjoy your life, too. You get what I'm saying? And you know that the person you with can't necessarily do it like you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So, guess what? All right, I'm going to chip in and I'm going to get you on, too. We going to go have fun, right? I've been doing that for a long ass time. And I just feel like now, that's why I say, it's time, baby. I'm not about to fit the bill for y'all niggas no more. Right. Like, y'all, I want to get spoiled. I want to get treated good now.
Yeah.
And eventually that work.
Yeah. On it's not work.
That is, listen, that's the end goal. That's the end goal. I just want the option to not have to. To not have it be a necessity in order for me to...
To live.
I don't even want to say live, but like in order for me to enjoy life. I don't want to have that, like, I have to do this in order for me to be able to enjoy the life that I'm living. No.
Yeah, no.
I don't want to have that stress anymore. And like, I don't know. I feel like niggas like to work. And I mean, I say niggas. Throw that away. Men like to work. Like, that's, it's in their DNA for whatever reason.
It is.
Like, they like that push. They like that drive. Like, I don't know a man or any man that I aspire to be with who's going to shy away from an honest
day. Right. Like you said, that you aspire to be with. Yes. Because this is a mass majority.
Generation Y.
I was about to say, them niggas ain't fitting to do that shit.
First of all, I said a man that I aspire to be with. I don't want to be with no Generation Y. I don't need no young Thundercat. No. I don't need that. That ain't talking about nothing. Like I said, that want a woman to take care of them.
Yeah,
that's like,
that's
not my kind of man. I don't want sugar mama. Yeah, I can't do that.
No.
Mm-mm. Not happening.
So happens that I am usually attracted to the young man. And this is physical attraction, but like, that ain't going to carry me and get me nowhere. So, nah. No, sir. You can keep that.
You can have it.
It's men my age with good dick. I'll find them.
You are.
They here. They around. Yep. They is around.
Mm-mm-mm. It's around. Well. Okay. You know some stuff.
Are we? Do you think that people not setting or adhering to the set roles in their relationships or marriages are the reason why many marriages fail?
Nope.
Do you think that that's a contribution? You don't think that's why?
I don't think it's it can be one of the reasons why, but I don't think it'll be the main reason why.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a whole...
I'm about to say, I think so. It could have... Like,
depends on how bad it is.
If you don't up front, and that's something that I guess... I've had to learn. I learned late. God damn it. But I'm learning.
That's
okay?
All that matters.
Is that you that need matters. To be upfront with your intentions from the beginning. Yep. So if we saying we going to have certain roles, or if I come into a relationship feeling like, this is how I want to be treated, this is the role I want, then you need let that nigga know that. So if he already know. If that's what he want to do, then he about it. You know
and
what I'm saying?
Accepting what you don't want and then exactly. trying to switch it up later. Like,
I didn't want this shit in front. I was rolling, bitch. Like I said, that creates
you just
resentment.
Shit fly by or slide because you really feeling this dude. Or
then when you
it
see
ain't
shit don't change.
Gonna be like that. Like, nah.
Yeah, you got to set some type of goal.
Yeah.
You can't just play it by ear.
Right, and I think
eventually
that's what a lot of people do.
Fall on deaf ears.
It's say like, that. Bitch, you ain't want all this at first.
Exactly.
Like, actually, I did. I just
didn't say anything.
Right. Okay. No.
You got to say that shit from jump. Hey, look, this is what I'm looking for. I ain't got time to be playing no games. Mm-hmm. If that's what we're going to work towards, yeah, we can have fun while we working towards it. But if you ain't going to stick around, we just going to have fun. Let that be known from the beginning.
It's tricky, though, because I find myself in these situations often. And I guess that speaks to my lack of ability to find a suitable mate because clearly I'm doing something wrong.
What you say, a suitable
because
mate?
A suitable.
Oh. Suitable. What you say, a super mate? Jesus, what do you mean?
Because I am just, I'm vocal just period. That's mm-hmm. how I live my life. I talk a lot. I communicate. I'm a communicator. So it ain't no me getting into no situation where a nigga don't know what's up.
True.
Whether it's we want some fun shit, or I'm trying to be serious, or whatever. You're going to know where I stand. Mm-hmm. And a nigga will tell me what they want me to hear.
Right.
So they can stay in the mix.
That's the part, though.
That's true.
That's what I'm saying. Because
that's so when you like, can get caught up into some bullshit.
You know, I just feel I always can leave the situation feeling okay because I did my part and I did what I was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But... niggas, come on, y'all.
What about when you get caught up in it for years, though?
Mm.
See, now, I done came to you and told you.
I ain't doing that.
But now, you played like it was, we good. Yeah, that's what we... And then 5 years later, I don't see no progress.
Then that's when you gotta...
You gotta know when to cut that cord.
Or get off the top, okay?
Okay.
That's all you can do.
Shut up. Get off
the block. When I get to the point where it's like, okay, you can talk a good game. Mm-hmm. But if you're not backing it up, I got to know, like, either you playing with me. That's or you not hearing me.
Yeah.
And I always know it ain't that you didn't hear me because I done said this shit.
I done said it.
Mm-hmm. You playing with my emotions.
Yeah, man. So then I got to buy. I do it often. I would cut a nigga off in a minute. Now, if you still good for a Lord, you know, yeah. That's something different because I done held on to some shit specifically for that. But, like, everything else is detached. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not rocking with you the way that we once was.
You're not emotionally invested anymore.
Like, no, yeah. Hell nah. Mm-hmm.
Y'all niggas stop lying. Stop lying, niggas.
Everybody.
Please and thank you.
Bitches too, yeah. Mm-hmm. Swelling. You know you ain't want to get on that floor and clean that goddamn bathroom. Bitch, you knew you didn't.
Oh my gosh. But I don't know. Like, I guess it does have something to do with why marriages fail. But, like, I just, from what I've seen and just, I don't know, my experiences. And I don't want to keep saying marriages because relationships too. But, like, I guess more so marriages if I'm speaking in a godly sense. People are not afraid of the consequences. You know, you get married, you go stand in front of the Lord.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You speak your vows to the Lord. Regardless if you're in a church, on the beach, wherever. Yep. Like, for the most part, because not everybody does get married under God. But if you do, and then you get into this union, shut up. And, like, you don't adhere to these vows, like, you just play with God. Yeah. Like, what's wrong with you?
And
it's like, I feel like nowadays, this is a lot with people that I know, like, people don't believe in God in the way that they should.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, you're the one that's got to answer for that shit at the end, not me.
And it's like, nobody fears any consequences. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, if I divorce her, it ain't going to mean nothing, or... If
playing
I step
with the
out,
shit.
Or
yeah.
If I do this or that, like, nobody feel like they're going to suffer any consequences. But on the flip side, too, like, don't just stick around just because the Lord said.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes he shows you a way out.
Yeah, that's true.
And you better take it when he give it to you.
That is very, very, very
bitch,
true.
I sent you 3 boats, y'all heard right. That. Yeah, you don't know.
Ass so
help
nigga.
Me. The Lord's coming for me. Yes, he's going to take me. Okay.
I sent you 3 boats. I don't know. But I guess my takeaway just from all of it is, and marriages and relationships, we were talking about this earlier, are not that different.
Mm-hmm.
And people would like to hold a marriage up to this higher standard, which in a sense, I guess it should be, but like...
It's not different.
It's the same shit. It's the same thing, and people think, oh, because this man is my husband or this woman is my wife, I'm supposed to take all the shit that they give me.
Yeah.
Some people have a different mindset when they get married, though.
That's, why? Why do you switch that light switch over like that?
Their whole way of thinking changes because you're no longer thinking for yourself. You're thinking as one, as a whole. Granted, a lot of people who are in regular relationships don't think that way. They still have that in the back of their head. Oh, no, this is mine. This is mine.
Well,
what type of
relationship are you in then? If you're in a relationship where you feel like, oh, nah, we 2 separate entities. That's mine. That's yours. Then are y'all working towards marriage?
Some people are not. You just literally playing it by ear.
That's bullshit.
But that's not a relationship.
Yeah.
Not to me, I would
that's
call
bullshit.
That a relationship.
You, like, living together, you doing all of the things that you would do as a married person, but you're not actually married
in a relationship. Yeah,
so you decide to pick up and leave. There's no attachment. There's no legal attachment. Like, you're not legally bound to the. Say for instance, you leave and you're married without getting a divorce. If you die, your wife gets everything, or your husband gets everything. Not the person that you dating while you've been separated.
Well, yeah, we know all that. But my thing is, as far as your mindset, though, like, once you, if we already was in a relationship, we already been living together, we mm-hmm. already been paying bills together, we already been, like you said, everything as though we're in a marriage. But then once you put the ring on my finger and we said our vows at the altar, now all of a sudden a light switch goes off and I'm like, oh, now I have to be a wife. Why? You know what I'm saying? Like, people change. There's some people that really just, like, change and turn into something totally different.
A lot of people have that mindset. And it's like,
why your relationship can't still flow the way it kind of was if you were on the same, you know what I'm saying, path? Like I said, if you're talking about those type of relationships where, like you said, is everything is just off already, then y'all wasn't ready for that anyway.
That's
you
what I'm saying. And nobody was speaking back to that. Like a test either.
Why buy the cow if you can get the milk for free? Like, they not gonna marry you if you giving them everything while you're in a regular relationship.
Some won't.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So those are not the people or relationships that I'm speaking to. I don't personally know anybody out of my friends that I have that are in relationships or in marriages. Like, who's doing that? I don't know anybody, no grown ass person that's playing that game.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna say, it's either I'm committed to you and I'm with you and merge is just the next step.
Yeah.
And stuff is still going to be how it is. Or like, no, we just playing around and we wasting time.
But see, sometimes you may have that thought of, this is what I want to do. This is the person I want to be with for the rest of my life. But they not thinking the same way.
Well, see, that's communication.
And they're feeding you. They're feeding you, oh yeah, we about to, you know, make this work. We're going to be together forever type thing. That's how you feel, but that's not how they really feel.
But then how are we getting to marriage if that's the case?
Mm.
That's what I'm speaking on.
Right. They'll drag that shit out, though.
How can we get to marriage if that's really not what you're feeling? Like, you're really about to go to those lengths?
Yeah.
For what
purpose? For what? What is it that you want from me that you will be able to do that?
If you're comfortable in a situation where you don't have to fully commit, basically, you have this free... It's almost like a hall pass that you holding on to. Like, but I can still do me.
I'm still going to go back to that. Who's getting into a marriage that's not fully committed?
You won't know. That's my thing. You can only know what you do. You don't know what the other person is doing.
You can know how that person is treating you, how they're making you
feel.
They
may treat
you
like
the world. And you can tell that somebody is not...
And still have a whole family over here.
Mm-hmm.
You got people who do it. It's been done. I've seen it done. Firsthand. My grandfather, Papa, was a rolling stone.
And people still stay in those situations, and that right there is what I don't understand.
You've been together for
40
some odd years, and you find out he had a whole family on the other side.
And then you let him go be with that whole family 40 years or not.
But later.
Again, hold on, I'm not about to
now, this is where that being taken care of thing comes in. If you don't have your own, and this is all that you have, they're taking care of you, they're your bread and butter. You're not gonna leave that because you're gonna be homeless.
What happened to alimony?
Or stashing some shit for a rainy day.
Or even that.
You got your husband's money that he gave you or that you take, nigga. What the fuck you mean?
Fuck,
I don't know no old woman. Not no woman that I've been around. Nobody in my family that's just literally just been living off a nigga.
No.
Husband or not.
Yes, so that's the difference between work and making a living.
Right.
You if I'm not working, that's different.
Yeah, you may have something for yourself, but not enough for you to be able to hold down your whole household.
Well, that's
yourself.
What alimony is
thank
for.
You. You're not ever
that's
be
what child support
thing.
Is for.
All
you've been taking care of me, and I will let this court.
We said 40 some odd years. Their kids are grown. It's just you.
Oh, alimony.
You still got to pay me?
Yeah,
I got to pay
you. You
going to
take care of me? I have not, Judge, I have not worked in over 20 some years, Judge. I don't even know what that is like.
You
got to
pay me. You got to take care of me.
He's gonna suffer, and you gonna give me them goddamn.
You still gotta
if bitches
take care
is
of
willing
it.
To get child support, why you not willing to get alimony? I don't know. I want
some
my money.
People don't believe in divorce, especially the old school people.
Yeah, the old school do not.
They don't believe in divorce.
I believe in that shit.
I don't understand
to a certain
it.
Extent.
I don't. I wasn't really raised to believe in divorce.
But you're not about to dog me. You're not about to be putting me in a situation like she was saying, where you got a whole other family on the side. Or you playing up to this marriage like we in this together, but you really out for yourself. You're not about to present me with those scenarios and think I'm about to stick by you.
No matter how many
you're not sticking by me, by those actions that you took. What am I still here for? Why? Why we can't get divorced? Because I don't believe in it? That makes no sense to me.
You'd rather suffer through
why, it. Right. That's exactly what you're going to be doing. You can't enjoy your marriage after that is found out. You're going to be suffering through it. And you're going to stay in it for what? To save face? Or because you don't want to go through the hassles of the court system and trying to detach everything? No. I'm going to break away from that shit. I don't give a fuck how long it take.
Yeah.
For me to not be in no situation hurting. For what? Because you can't say, I don't give a fuck if you forgive the nigga 20 times over. You can't say that it's disappeared.
Right.
It ain't going to be disappeared till that nigga disappeared. like, it's still going to be there. You got to get up out of here, nigga. Even if you just face on, like, it's still going to be there. Mm-hmm, but something happens, that trigger going to go off, and it's always going to be a thought in the back of your mind. If I don't have peace of mind in my merch, I don't want it. Mm-hmm. I don't want it. I don't give a fuck how idealistic it sounds. That's why my ass is not married today. That's exactly why.
I'm saying,
when it wasn't working and I knew it wasn't about to work, no, that's dead. We got in that. Bye.
Yeah.
And no, it's not so easy and so cut and dry where it's just like, oh, that's what you did, it's over. No.
Yeah, it's not going to be that simple.
But you have to know that that is the right decision. Mm-hmm. And you know that it's right because you know that that's, you don't want to go through life feeling that way.
Yeah, especially not in no situation like that.
No, not nothing like that. That's crazy to me.
Marriage is definitely work. Any relationship is work if you want it to actually work.
You both gotta want it too. Exactly. You can't be no repeat offender talking good stuff like, oh, I did this and I did it again and I did it again, but I'm sorry. Nah. Because then you're not sorry.
You're not sorry. We need action. Yeah. We need action.
To keep doing the BS. And I think, too, that's why granddaddies was able to pop off and go and have side babies and shit.
Because he was holding it down. They was allowing that shit.
He was allowing it while oblivious, though. Like, some of it never showed up.
Girl, my grandfather. Never showed up. Bless his soul. Love
even
you, granddaddy.
Even if you didn't know they had an actual baby.
Girl, my mother said she remember days a woman coming to the door with baby, with kids. Looking just like her brother.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Back in the day. And let my mother tell you to this day, my mother, if you ask my mother why or how did my grandmother pass away, she going to tell you stress.
Ooh.
She'll tell you stress from my grandfather always running around with these hoes and doing her thing. And she died from stress. Because she died when my mother was eight years old. So, like, nobody knows why. Was it a heart problem? Cancer? Right. No, nobody knows. No, so that's why I said to this day, my mother will still tell you it was stress. Because of all the drama and hoopla. Like, but like you said, though, she probably wouldn't have had a chance to get out of that. But I don't think they was doing like we thinking. She had stashed that cash to the side. Or had my little side job going on here, nigga. The fuck? Like, nah.
And it's so easy, too. And I think that's probably another reason why people jump so quick to divorce. Because I don't feel like, oh, one thing happens, then that's your first recourse. Like, mm-hmm. No. That's not how it should go. But the system makes it so easy. It's so fucking easy to get a divorce nowadays.
Definitely
it takes nothing.
Yeah, all you gotta do is be separated, right? For a year or
6 months.
6 months? Okay.
Wow. Go to the little BS counting like you trying to like... And then if you
don't
play
fuck
the
em.
System like, right?
Don't let them fuck you.
Like, it's so easy. But like, no. Woo. I just feel like it's all one and the same. Yes. Marriage is a step up, but like it's still a relationship, and I think people forget that it's a marriage, but it's still a relationship.
Yeah,
it's still relations. We still need to be relatable to each other.
Mm-hmm.
It still has to work on that same level.
Also, do y'all feel like, okay, when you, let's say marriage, okay, now that you are together and like you said, you got to think for each other. Not think for each other, but you know what I mean. Y'all
as
think
one,
as one.
Decisions
yeah.
should be talked about.
So do you feel like also you should have a life not separate, but your own shit going on, included with his own shit going on?
Absolutely.
It depends though, because some people can't function like that, which is why some people are always in relationships. Always
need dependency.
Some people are very codependent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that type of woman. So when I get a husband, he gonna have his own shit
going on.
And I don't mean like completely separate, but like you have to have something.
She got that
just
nigga in a whole nother room.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta have something an outlet. Yes. Because I'm definitely going to have one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to detach from everything that I already had going on previous to us getting together. I'm still going to have my friends and my fortune. I'm still going to have my friends and keep up with them. Mm-hmm. But like, people let their whole lives go
out
when they get
thing.
With a nigga.
Some
I'm seeing it. They let it all go. Say bye-bye to the family, to the friends. Put their kids, if they got previous kids, on the back burner.
Oh, no.
Like, people do it. It's wild. Thank the Lord. I don't personally know that. Well, I know them, but like, them ain't my folks.
They ain't your people. I can't fuck with you like that.
No.
If you're doing that
you
shit, I can't fuck
every
with
time you.
Time
you get with a nigga, like, you can keep that. Don't come back next time, sis.
Okay.
Because it's going to be your next time. But no, I do agree that I would have to have something separate.
Yeah.
And when we come together, it's going to be that much better for us. Because I, like, I'm not about to smother. And please don't smother me. I already enjoy my solidity, my time alone, way too much.
I know that's right.
To be that kind of wife or to have that kind of husband. I wouldn't be able to do it.
I'm all about a man cave. Okay?
Okay.
Get your life. I'll see you at bedtime.
Oh, shit. I might sneak down for a little time.
Might.
Take my ass on back out to the she shed. She shed.
I mean, we do our own thing in the same space. He may be doing
that. Yeah, I do that too.
I like the closeness of a relationship. Yeah. But it still ain't gotta be... Like,
nah,
I
don't know.
Got to constantly...
That shit burns me up for somebody to be so extra and gotta show off their affection, like, to be like, when you out, we out and about, we hanging out, say a little couple thing, why you got to be all up in this man's face like you ain't never been around him?
But I'm not about, like, y'all ain't gonna see the shit that I'm doing.
My point is,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
which is fine.
You know how they talk about the love languages? One of mine is physical touch.
Obviously.
Like, but like, I'm so affectionate. I'm affectionate like this to my kid, and I be getting on her nerves. She be like, Mom, stop telling me you love me all the time. Like, I really be blowing her. But like, I'm very affectionate. I'm affectionate to my friends, so I don't be filling y'all up on no shit like that. Because I don't want to make y'all uncomfortable.
Yeah, I got a friend
like
that.
Jesus.
But yeah, we need to wrap that up. But no, I'm affectionate like that though. When I'm in a relationship, I be loving all on my nigga.
But she talk about a nigga being like this. Oh, Pooh, you okay? Yes. Do you want me to go get you some drinks?
Yes.
All that mushy mugushu goo shit. Get that shit.
Put your stupid ass down, bitch, and watch this game like the rest of us.
Right. Nah, yeah, we in the same
like
that. Yeah. Nah.
I'm gonna
tell
serious.
You, be in the bathroom at 5.
Ooh,
I mean, that's something. But with that 100%.
Anybody seen Danae?
Okay,
you seen Danae?
Because I wipe my mouth for shit. Look at this. That's my drink. Look at that.
Thank you.
Y'all make sure that's her drink. Put her name on it. Damn it.
Put her name on it, please.
Please.
Bitch, keep your water over there.
But clearly, shit, this was a topic for a longer period of time. I don't know. I mean, we threw the questions, but I don't know. It's a lot to be said about this.
This is a juicy topic. This might have to come up again.
I mean, to be continued?
Okay.
I mean, possibly.
Until next time.
Okay.
All right.
That works for me. Okay. Hope y'all got some good shit out of this. If you married, love on your spouse. Love on your spouse. Communicate.
Yes.
All that good stuff. Be your true self. That's the only way that anything is going to work.
Not that fake phony
be
shit
that you
think.
That you think a motherfucker want to kill or know.
No, tell the truth, shame the devil.
How about that?
That's okay.
Yes. We're
going to leave it on that note. Right there.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Well, that was intriguing.
It was.
I guess what's one thing you learned this week?
I learned to say what you mean what you say.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. I need to make sure that I'm always expressing myself and coming off the way that I want to come off. Say what I need to say.
And don't
mean
be afraid
that shit.
To.
And don't be afraid. Yes.
Because if they love you, they're gonna receive it. How you putting it out?
Exactly.
There. They're not gonna take offense and. I've learned that in my years.
The people that matter.
The people that matter. That's it.
We'll be fine with that. Yeah.
That is it.
How about you?
I ain't learned much this week. I just want to let y'all know I ain't learned much. I mean, yeah, no, I ain't learned much.
It was just a week.
It was just
be like that sometimes. I don't want to necessarily say that I've learned it this week. I think that it's come to light. It's a little bit more prominent this week than most. That I just need to learn how to mind my business. And not in the sense that I go like snooping or trying to involve myself in other people's business. But when the situation arises, I always root for the underdog or speak for those who can't speak for themselves. And sometimes I get a little too involved or get in over my head because I want to be safe with her all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's like, sometimes I got to sit back and let the chips fall where they may when it doesn't directly concern me. Mm-hmm. That's a really hard thing for me to do. I'm such a mama bear like that. Mm-hmm. This is like from friends to coworkers to whoever. If I care for you, if you have a space in my life, then 9 times out of 10, I'm probably in your business that way. And sometimes I don't need to be. Sometimes I need to sit down and mind my business and let them just learn their lesson.
How about that?
That's the thing.
Okay. So, let them learn on their own.
And this week, I've been made to sit down and mind my business. Because I've been getting into some stuff that had nothing to do with me, thinking I was doing the right thing, which I was. But then it's like, they got to learn, they got to learn on their own. So, mm-hmm. Let me sit down and shut up. So,
take
okay,
a back seat.
I learned something. I learned that I tend to be the person that a lot of people will confide in. And being a listening ear helps a lot.
I know that's right. Yeah.
And then once we did that little personality test that we took. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to my boy, Will.
Yes. I am, basically my career path would be to be a counselor. Because I always want to help the next man be his best self. Mm. Like, I'll push you to the point that you can't be pushed no more. And sometimes people don't like that shit. But I'm going to keep pushing. If you tell me you want to do something, I'm on it. Yeah. And I've learned this week that it's eventually going to come to pass.
I know that's right.
So, I'm just sitting here waiting.
Embrace it, girl. Yes.
I'm going to make sure you she's the ultimate accountability partner.
Okay. Amen to that.
Okay.
I'm going to look out for you. I got you.
Cool. That's great, ladies.
Yes. Yeah.
We're going to introduce a new segment starting in February, which is called Free Press. We would like to, I guess, put the spotlight on I guess it don't have to necessarily be like somebody up and coming, but like on a black owned business. And to get a feature on the show, you have to first, because I hope you're already listening. So subscribe, like, share, whatever, support us in that aspect, and then submit to us why you think that you should be featured. And let us know, like, what your business is about and what you're doing to instill some black love, some black power in your community. How are you helping the people?
Mm-hmm.
Let us know. And we're going to shout you out. We're going to support. I'm real good for that. Yes. So we would really like to just show the love. And this is our way of showing love to the community. So if it's not you or you know somebody who is dope, that's out here doing some dope shit, they're black, number one. I can't stress that enough, no matter how it sounds to whoever's listening. Black owned.
Hello.
I want to support us before I support anybody else. So if you know somebody, submit. Y'all got the email address. We said it in the beginning of the show. So if you this far, you already heard it. You should have wrote it down. So yes, like, subscribe. Write to us, let us know why you want to be featured and how it is that you're helping your community. And every week, we'll shout out a new business. And hopefully, this will bring some money to your pockets.
Yes. Yes.
Get your name out there. Get you established. Get you some more people. So, yeah, that's something that we want to start doing. And it just so happens that we're going to start it in the month of Black History.
Yes.
You know, Black power and all black. That. Good stuff. Black love. Black energy. Black girl magic. Yes. Yes. Okay. Loving up on the black men's.
Yes.
That sounded so... That's not the way I wanted it to come out, but... Y'all know what I'm saying.
She said.
So, do that, and we got y'all.
Okay, y'all. So, our inspirational quote for this week is... Do you, and do what works for you, and don't worry about the next man. That's in everything that you do. Your relationships.
That's the very best advice.
In life.
Period. Because a motherfucker going to talk about you either way.
Yep.
So you might as well enjoy what you're doing. That's all that matters.
That's it. Yes. And that's all.
Yes. All right. Quick and to the point.
All right, y'all. So we want to thank y'all for listening. Yeah. This has been another episode of Let Me Say This. And as always,
shine, black bitch, shine.
Peace.
Bye. Bye.